from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 43 degrees at 6 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. A 42-year-old Wildwood man's been sent to prison for almost killing an international student worker in a very scary shooting 2 years ago. William Hoyle was sentenced to 18 years after being convicted of attempted murder. In July 2024, Wildwood police found a 20-year-old bystander had been shot. The victim, a citizen of Lithuania, was a summer staffer for Maury's Piers. She did survive. Hoyle fled the scene but surrendered 2 days later. U.S. Senate Republicans are expected to bring the Save America Act to the floor for a vote next week. Democrats are united in opposition, arguing that requiring ID would disenfranchise millions of voters. Up, up, and away. The average price per gallon of regular gas is at about $3.51 in New Jersey and poised to go up with the introduction of summer blends, adding 15 to 25 cents per gallon. Then there's diesel, which is up nearly a dollar over a gallon over a month ago, and that's likely to be passed on to consumers as the cost of diesel impacts nearly everything in New Jersey, says Gas Buddy petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan.
Diesel is the fuel that powers the economic engine of the United States. Everything moves with diesel. Agriculture moves with diesel. Trucks move with diesel. Trains move with diesel. So, you know, those costs, in some cases real time, fuel surcharges are coming back with a fury.
DeHaan does not share President Trump's optimism that prices will drop below where they were before the conflict with Iran started. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Stocks wrap a rough week. Consumer sentiment is hitting its lowest level of the year. The University of Michigan's early reading for March fell about 2% from last month. Survey officials say gas prices and concerns about the impact of the war in Iran are weighing on sentiment. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 119 points. For just $99, Guaranteed Service will inspect your plumbing for leaks, gas line safety, water heater, and more. That's peace of mind. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com today. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up now. New Jersey Fast Traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather will continue to have a good deal of clouds into tonight. There will be a couple of showers moving across North Jersey through the evening hours. But as we get into the overnight hours, we'll be mainly dry with a mostly cloudy sky. A blustery night, low temperatures in the upper 30s to around 40. And partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, windy day. Highs will be in the low 50s. Winds could gust 30 to 40 miles per hour. Clouds increase tomorrow night, lows in the low 30s. A cloudy day on Sunday. The breeze will pick back up again in the afternoon with a high Sunday near 50. We'll see some rain developing into Sunday nights and more rain, even a thunderstorm Monday. Breezy and warmer, high in the low to mid-60s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Sussex 38, Trenton 44, Egg Harbor Township 42. We'll check back in with a New Jersey 101.5 News Flash at 6:30. Coming up next, Jersey Thing with Eric Scott.